Going, where's R. Kelly? I'm just getting it together, yeah? I want to tell the story right. You know, I don't want to rush this. Okay, you ready for part six of Trapped in the Closet, the hip hopera, which R. Kelly thinks is deadly serious and the rest of us think is hilariously funny. So, we have found out that R. Kelly's wife is having an affair with the policeman that stopped R. Kelly and gave him a speeding ticket. As R. Kelly was coming back from the house of the woman that he was having an affair with. They're all at it. Ready for part six, Becky?
Yes.
The nation is gripped. Drum roll, please.
Believe it or not, I just started laughing, shaking my head, and just kept on laughing.
So R. Kelly is finding this absolutely hilarious.
Well, do you know what? It's probably got to that point where it's so stressful that you have to make a joke out of it, otherwise...
Yeah. And this is funny, we've both been having an affair. It's really funny, this. Anyway, luckily he's finding it as funny as the rest of us now, after all this time. He's finally got there.
Thinking about all the things I had been through that day. Then she cries, what? Why do you have that smile upon your face?
Which is a fair enough question. Why do you have that smile upon your face, R. Kelly?
Then I left out, said, thinking about all the things that I've been through. She wipes her nose and she sniggles and laughs out, I've been through it too. Then I start laughing again and she start laughing more. And next thing you know, we both are cracking up on the floor.
They're on the floor, they're both in fits of laughter. This is so funny. I'm having an affair, you're having an affair, there's a gay vicar. This is brilliant. How we laughed.
This is the first bit I haven't found that funny.
She laughs out, I can't believe this idiot really answered my phone.
Yeah, that was an error there. Because it wasn't actually her brother answering the phone.
It wasn't Twan.
It wasn't Twan, the brother. It was the policeman who answered the phone, who she's having it off with. So it was the policeman that answered the phone. So you still with me?
Is Twan there or not?
Now, meanwhile, Twan just got out of prison and he's on his way home.
No, Twan is on his way home. And that's the brother. He's just got out of prison. But he is on his way any second.
She loves, baby, I'm sorry for all the lies. And then I say, girl, just wait till I tell you all the drama that I've been dealing with.
So R. Kelly is about to explain all the drama.
Oh, no, don't offload.
Yeah, he's going to say to his wife exactly what has happened so far in his day.
It's going to make him feel better, but it's only going to cause her more heartache.
Ready for this?
She laughs, I want to hear it all.
No.
Then I left and said, baby, first of all.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I got a hangover, been trapped in the closet, slept with who knows, threatened to kill a pastor. She says, what? Baby, this is no lie. He had a lover, turns out to be a gay guy. She says, damn.
No, she'd say way more than that.
Damn.
No, 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 no. But I do like his style.
I really like
this. This is what I've done. I've been trapped in the closet. I've slept with whoever.
This is a gay guy, damn.
Can we hear that one again? It's brilliant.
I got a hangover, been trapped in the closet, slept with who knows, threatened to kill a pastor. She says, what? Baby, this is no lie. He had a lover, turns out to be a gay guy. She says, damn.
As you would. And that's a lot to take in there, and she just goes, damn.
If you've been up to no good, I reckon that's the best way of doing it, is, like, sing it really fast and get everything all into 30 seconds.
He is summing up quite well here, though. I mean, if you are hearing this for the first time, you are now pretty much up to date.
Plus, I got a ticket.
Oh, and he got a speeding ticket. Let's not forget that, he did get a speeding ticket. But things are about to shock you here. There's a dramatic twist.
Meanwhile, the policeman, he turns around, just out of concern, comes back to the house.
Oh, God, the policeman's coming back to the house.
He pulls up in the driveway. My car's parked crooked with the lights on. Then he goes around the back way. He hear the dogs barking like something's wrong.
So the policeman's coming in the house. It's never a good sign when the dogs are barking. You know something's wrong then, don't you?
Mm.
Anyway, so the two of them are still cracking up about what happened. I mean, what a silly day this has been. They find it hilarious.
He gets to the back door and discovers it's been broken in. He looks around, then proceeds in.
Okay, so the policeman is now coming in the house.
Meanwhile, we're laughing and laughing and laughing, but from his perspective, he thinks somebody's crying.
Oh, right, okay, so they're laughing, finding it hilarious, but policeman thinks, they're crying.
He gets closer to the bedroom and he will swear that somebody was coughing and sighing.
So now he thinks someone's coughing and sighing.
Meanwhile, we're in the bedroom laughing as I'm trying to continue to explain. She yells out, Sylvester, you're killing me. Said I swear that it went that way.
So now we find out that R. Kelly's actually called Sylvester.
Which I like.
Keeping up with this? The next thing you know, he busts up in the room and said, freeze. Oh, God. So he busts up in the room and says, freeze. And then I look back up at him and say, wait, you're that damn police. Yeah, you are that damn police.
Why is he in the house? Has he got a warrant? Then she screamed, baby, I mean James. She says, everything is cool.
And then he yells, Gwendolyn, I got this. I know you're sick and tired of this fool. Oh, no.
Oh, she's been doing that thing of...
She's
oh,
like, yeah,
no.
I don't actually like him.
I'm going to leave him, I'm gonna promise. Leave him.
I will leave him at some point, I promise, James. That's obviously the name of the policeman. Oh. Then I stood up, started walking towards him, screaming out my house.
Then he yelled, freeze, she screamed, please. And I pulled my Beretta out. Pull his what out?
I don't know, but it sounds rude.
Should I put it in Urban Dictionary?
Can you... It might be, yeah, type that in. We haven't checked this. Then I stood up, started walking towards him, screaming out my house.
Then he... Burrito.
It's not burrito. Why would you pull out a burrito at a tense moment like this?
Well, I don't know. Chimichanga?
I'm going to kill you with this burrito. Beretta. Is that a gun? Oh, God, it's a gun, Becky!
No, it's not. It's a dessert.
No, it's a gun.
It's fresh mozzarella cheese from Puglia, Italy.
No, it's a gun. I'm trying
to... Look, how to serve burrata.
No, it's not. It's not in this case. It's a gun.
It's a talent I'm
trying to build some tension here. Listen. She cried out the vest of please don't... Oh, God. Oh, God. I slowly put the gun down, and then I put my hands up. He winked at me and smiled, and that is when I witnessed. So R. Kelly has got his hands up. Are you ready?
Yeah. Grab the gun, she screamed and settled down. Going all around the room, both hands on
the gun, then all of a sudden, pow. The gun goes off. All of a sudden, pow. That's what a gun noise is.
Did a big cartoon, like, zigzaggy thing come up with, like, the...
A thing comes out that says, pow.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at. So who's been shot?
We don't know.
Oh, my God. How exciting.
I'm glad they clarified it was a gun and not mozzarella balls, though.
Yeah.
I don't like it when you get all the water at the bottom. That would have just so much mess.
I picked up some mozzarella balls. And it wasn't very nice.
So the policeman's just randomly come back to the house, stumbled upon them. She's been caught out because she's been slagging off Sylvester.
Gets a burrito out.
Yeah,
kills
and then... Well, we don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Have you cheated?
Oh, no, I honestly don't know.
Really?
I honestly don't know.
Are you sure you haven't gone home and watched on...
No, I haven't watched it. Okay. I like to be excited by it as much as everyone else is every day.
This is amazing. More tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. More tomorrow after six.
This is better than CSO Miami.
The nation is gripped. And this is Two Door Cinema Club.